Welcome to our podcast series here on the Listener app, where we're giving you the chance to get to know our council candidates. And this time we introduce you to Ekraj Adhikari. Ekraj, hello.
Hello. Hello, Lee.
I'm going to ask you five questions. You'll get 2 minutes to answer those questions, the same questions that we've been asking all of our council candidates. And then at the end, we'll give you up to 2 minutes to just add anything else that you might want our voters around the region to know about. So the first question, same as we start with every candidate, why are you running for a seat on council and what do you bring to the table?
The first question, you introduced myself, so I don't need to. I think Ekraj Adhikari, I'm number 22 on the ballot paper. I'm running for council again because last time I ran was 2020. I also did in 2023 when there was one position vacant and I was one of the top three. Unlucky third one. So this is my third time practically. Yeah. So why I'm running for council? I came to Toowoomba 16 years ago with my wife to create a beautiful life for our future, for our family. And we've been through a lot. We've been around and worked hard. And I was supporting my wife, finished her nursing degree. Then our kids were growing up, two daughters, beautiful two daughters. They were growing up. And I managed to finish my study as well. Still studying, but yeah, finished one level, Bachelor of Social Science and Psychology. And now we're the proud owner of our small business we created 2 years ago. I think this is time we give back to the society we receive so much from, and we created our beautiful family, and this is time to help others achieve those dreams, wherever they come from, wherever they are, what sort of platform they have. So basically to give back to the society, we want to do something, and also to the society where our girls will be growing up, for our future generation, young generation, who wants to make changes, who wants to contribute back to the society, we can be there, available.
Our second question, what do you see as the number one issue facing the Toowoomba region right now?
To be honest, at the moment, everywhere I go, the main issue I'm hearing is the number of crimes happening in the street, especially youth crimes. When we see youth crime, that means we're seeing that is worrying because that is going to be the future, part of our future. We need to be really sensible about that one. The other issue I can see is cost of living. There's numerous issues, but the main issue I would like to focus on and we all need to work together is the youth crime or crimes on our streets. We don't want to be recognized as the capital city for youth. Yeah, that's where I will be focusing on, how we can bring communities together, how we can do things together, what we can do something different, you know, differently that will make lasting impact.
Our third question, what opportunities do you see that there are for the Toowoomba region in the next 4 years?
So from last year to last time I ran for council to now, or even if we talk about when I first came here to now, the main thing is the demography is changing rapidly. We are different to what we were. Obviously, like you lived here longer than I do, so you know better. Toowoomba is changing. We have many opportunities. We are ideally located so close to Toowoomba, but still we can keep ourselves as we are, how we are. And with the changing scenario, we make it look like we are highly inclusive, welcoming city and thriving city. So it's not just like country town, you know, conservative country town sort of vibe. We have a very broad, inclusive, welcoming and thriving city, that kind of face we can create for ourselves. But at the same time, we have opportunities because we got this tremendous land, you know, like the farming land and everything we have, where our farmers can, they're already contributing and we can do so much more around that one. We have entrepreneurs, small businesses growing every day. 98% of the businesses are small businesses. We can do so much more there to encourage them, empower them. So that's where I can see the future. We can make the most of the 2032 Brisbane Olympic. more things around entertainment, culture. So, their opportunities are enormous, amount of opportunities there. Yeah. Thank you.
Our fourth question. Toowoomba is more than just the Garden City. So, how would you go about representing the greater region?
Yeah, that is really a genuine question. One of the best questions, I think, to be honest, because when you're running for council, or even when I'm not running for council and when I visit the regional towns, that is the main worry. Almost everyone I talk to, they're kind of like, no, we are neglected. We, you know, like Toowoomba is all about Hudsonville to Highfield. You know, they already always concentrate on there where they don't do anything. But at the same time, there are people there. When I visited Gumbunji, it looks much better than how it was last time. So, you know, the cafes there, the restaurants, places there, people look happier. So things happening, but we need to make sure that we involve the people, real people of the regional towns connected. They feel connected and they feel part of it. So the council, especially being a council candidate, the main focus should be the councillor connecting a bit more with the people and listening to the real people there. So that's where I think we can do a bit more. And with the Garden City, because obviously Garden City is like the idea of Garden City came from September Flower Festival, Flower Carnival. What we can do more to include those little towns and people living there so they can enjoy as much as people in the city are enjoying. What can we do? Like what sort of event we can create there during that time so the people there, they will have so much to contribute to the Flower Festival and then our theme.
Our fifth question, and this is going to be something that will face the new council team, whoever is making that up, and it will be the biggest issue. So, would you support raising rates to help pay for the inevitable upgrade to Crestbrook Dam?
So that question, if I have to answer that in one sentence, I have to say no, because I think the cost of living is so high where I don't think we can do anything more. We can't ask people for anything more. But water security is our main priority as well. Being in Toowoomba region, we've been through a lot. Even in last 16 years, I have seen that we have too much water or no water. So we have to find balance for that one. Crestbrook Dam is one of the main water source for Toowoomba region. And we have to be careful that we're maintaining that well, we're upgrading, you know, like because the population is growing. So we can't just rely on the dams we have. So what are the options we have and what we can do more not to rely too much on preserved water. But saying that, when we need it, we need to fix it. You know, like if there is issue there, because that is our main water source, so we have to fix it. And I would say this is not just the Toowoomba Regional Council's responsibility, because it's also we are also part of Queensland, we are part of Australia, so it's a state government need to jump in there. I would encourage more and more people to come together with the councillor, because I think all the sitting councillors are serious about this and they want to do it, but they don't want to give much pressure to the people. But what people can do is make one loud voice so we can go to Brisbane and talk to them nicely, advocate for ourselves. So that's where I would be focusing on. Thank you.
And just finally, an opportunity for you to just add anything else that you would like voters to know about you, about your platform, or about the region in general.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I said a few things already. But what I would like to add is I come from community background. That doesn't mean I only represent one community or just the migrant community. My voice is for everyone who needs voice. So in past, I've been working around different places, you know, like I got different skills, different passion, different reason for this reason. So main focus will be the future, you know, like what we can do for our future generation to leave this place even better place than what it is now, or at least, you know, like what we have now. It's not destroyed further. So being a father, what I can say is like I will be there whenever whoever needs me, whenever whoever needs a voice. That is what I stand for. I stand for connectivity. I stand for economy and environment altogether, future-focused development. So, yeah, I would like to say to every voters here who is listening, we have this wonderful reason. We have to, it's been looking after us. It's been giving us opportunity. Now it's our time to make some difference. And that's what I'm trying to achieve. Thank you so much.
Ekraj Adhikari, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks. Pleasure being here.